Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on associations between personality and mental health among Royal Canadian Mounted Police cadets. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP, and lead researcher of the PTSS lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's tackle some of the key points. So can you tell me about the motivation behind this study? Why look for associations between personality and mental health?
RCMP officers are frequently exposed to potentially psychologically traumatic events, which contribute to mental health injuries. Approximately 50 to 65% of serving RCMP officers screen positive for at least one post-traumatic stress injury. While personality traits are often used to predict resilience, little is known about how they relate to mental health disorders in cadets starting the training program. This part of the RCMP study is designed to explore associations between HEXACO personality traits and positive screens for mental health disorders among cadets, as well as differences between personality and mental health based on gender.
That sounds like a valuable area of focus. It's interesting to explore how personality plays a role in how cadets respond to stress, and understanding these links early in training could help with creating more targeted support. So can you tell me a bit about how the study was conducted?
We surveyed 772 cadets, 72% of whom were male, at the start of the cadet training program. Participants completed surveys assessing mental health knowledge, stigma, and service use intentions. Relationships between personality and positive screens for mental health disorders were also examined. Some of the personality traits examined included honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness to experience.
Interesting. So not only did you look at their personality traits, but you also looked at how stigma plays a role as well, which is an important factor to consider. So, did you notice any patterns from the data?
We found that several HEXACO personality traits and subtraits were linked to mental health disorders. Higher agreeableness, extroversion, and, to some extent, openness were associated with lower odds of screening positive for mental disorders, suggesting relationships with resilience. In contrast, higher emotionality was linked to greater odds of a positive screen. These patterns, along with gender-specific differences, suggest some personality traits may represent risk factors, while others indicate resilience. This information could help inform early mental health support tailored to individual personality profiles.
That's really interesting. I think these findings could help shape how we proactively support cadets throughout their service based on their unique personality traits. What do you think is the long-term benefit of these results going forward?
The results offer new evidence that HEXACO personality traits are meaningfully linked to mental health outcomes, with some traits increasing vulnerability and others supporting resilience. Overall, cadets already appear to start with traits associated with resilience, suggesting it may be more effective to strengthen individual resilience than to make even stricter selection criteria. These findings can guide early interventions and training tailored to personality, helping to prevent PTSI and support mental health in cadets serving RCMP and other PSP. Continued longitudinal research will help clarify how personality impacts mental health over time.
That's great to hear. It's encouraging to see research that not only helps identify risk, but also offers ways to build on strengths and tailor support for long-term resilience. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand the relationship between personality and mental health among cadets.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day!